Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
Guys, Courtney just got her Peloton today. She did her first ride ever. And guess what we did? That's right. You know it. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Crazy.
Mary had me do the Cody ride, the Britney Spears ride. Listen, a lot of people thought I was going to go Beyonce. I heard a lot, like, oh, you're doing the Beyonce ride. And you know what? I can't enjoy that because I'm not there yet. You know, my skill set is not there to enjoy it.
Yeah, so we did Britney Spears, Cody ride, 30 because minutes.
I'm going to die.
Courtney did awesome. She was hustling.
I was last place.
No, she was barely behind me, and I've been doing it for a while. So she did great.
But it's fun. But now we've thought, too, like, in the future, we're going to do some jury rides. Like, I think it'd be really fun. But I loved it. I thought it was like, you guys, I also feel like very basic in a way. Like, sure. I feel, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a very basic bitch. Not that I wasn't before, but, like, I definitely am now.
Now you just, like, fully embrace that.
Yeah, but then I realized, too, like, how basic all of my other friends are, too. Because, like, oh, my God, add me.
Completely.
But that was super fun. I feel like we should tell. I'm at Courtney from LA, and you are at Summer Mary.
Right.
There's lots of hashtag the jury speaks.
I hadn't done it since October 6th. I'm not going to lie to any of you. Saturday.
They can all see it.
They sure can. And I've done 5 days in a row. I'm back on it. So I think Courtney and I are going to try to do Wednesdays at 4:30 classes. That's PST, Pacific Standard Time, if people are interested.
Yeah.
Because like, honestly, when you do it in the group, like, it motivates me so much more. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to let that person...
Yeah, I thought that too, and then I got last.
That was your first ride.
I know, I'm just competitive.
I put on record because I was like trying to catch up to Jane.
Yeah, no, it was super fun though. I very much enjoyed that. So now I'm on, I found also because I found, you know, there's like a water bottle holder on it. So I found my Love Island water bottle.
Oh, perfect.
That says my name on it. And I'm on like my third one now because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so parched.
Honestly, I drink this whole canteen,
yep,
and then I have an extra water bottle, too, because I'm just, like, whew, chugging.
Look at us just, like, burning off those holiday calories. Like, just FYI, too, guys, we will be off next week. We've got something for you, but we won't have any of the new episodes. But just throwing that out there, it's Thanksgiving, you know, taking the time. We'll still have stuff for you, though. We're just deciding what it is that we're going to do.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, too, just going to make a quick plug for it. We're recapping the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills over on our Patreon, patreon.com/twojudgygirls. So if you are fiending for content, you can go over there. It's $5 a month. We do 1 to 2, sometimes 3 podcasts a month. Definitely extra. One, though. Extra, yeah. So, and then you're supporting us and you're getting some content. So that's just going to be my quick plug.
And also, guys, we're on Cameo. So the holidays are coming up. Might as well book us for that as well. The cheapest Cameo. I think we're $20.
And honestly, you get a little razzle dazzle in them.
You'll enjoy them.
Okay, moving on. So today, we've been talking about the reunion of Potomac. It happened earlier this week as we said it was going to last week. Like, it has to be this week.
Where was it physically?
One of Monique's 4 houses.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Somewhere in Maryland.
Okay.
Somewhere. But they chose yellow. And they're, like, Bravo is, like, so, okay, listen. Yellow looks fabulous on all their skin tones. The dresses that they chose, like, Bravo posted it. And it was like, oh, it's like Beauty and the Beast Belle. And I was like, it's like Tweety Bird.
Wendy's was atrocious. I mean, it's like Dancing in the Stars meets My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. It is.
They're all bad. Like, Monique's is probably the best, but even then she should have taken off the arm piece. Like, that dress is a strapless dress. Candace has a big bow. Oh my God, her body is insane. All of them. They all look fat. Like, they all have wonderful figures. But it's like Giselle, like, always just does it wrong. Like, she's got this weird hip bangle thing. I was like, does it double as a purse? Maybe a flask? I don't know.
I have that flask bracelet.
I love that. And then Candace has, like, a big bow on her. And she looks miserable in the photo. So, and Monique looks really happy. So I'm like, I feel like this went well for Monique. Mm-hmm. She also tweeted, like, slept like a baby.
Tweeted.
Because they're all Tweety Bird, you're right.
I mean, actually, Ashley's like, she's pretty far along pregnancy. Okay.
Horrible. Looks like she wants to lift her arms and she could be a butterfly. Like, with that connected material. What about
Karen? Karen's hair is a little too long for me, but I don't mind the dress.
Karen's fine. You know, for a 70-year-old woman, she looks fabulous. Robbins isn't like the same yellow as everybody, and it goes a little bit too much with her hair, so I'm not crazy about it.
I also like, I like them, you know, maybe having a theme, like mm-hmm. a white or a black or sparkles or something, but it's like, this is too apparent, the theme. Most of the times you can kind of tell the theme. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Atlanta does it well. So Atlanta always has like a theme. And they usually do, like, they've done, like, a white theme block. Like, they do it well. But these, it's just, you know, I said last week I thought that Ashley had the best fashion. And now I'm taking it back completely. And none of them have the best fashion. There's just, and I just feel like this reiterates it that, like, oh. And I'm like, and yellow? I mean, it's a wonderful color. But, like, how many yellow dresses do you see? Like, I feel like they definitely.
There's not that many options.
They had to go to all, like, the prom stores.
Although I did. I will never forget.
Uh-huh. Please.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh. Dress. I mean, but that is a perfection dress. That is a perfection dress. None of the women did that. Right. That is, but again, yellow's hard. So it's like they literally found like these seven, only yellow dresses.
Not like, really in season, I would assume.
It was like Jessica McClintock. They went to like Macy's. Like they probably got, like maybe somebody got a bridal dress, had it dyed yellow.
Wendy's is Rent the Runway, gypsy version.
You know that for a fact? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I don't know anything. Karen's is probably definitely Rent the Runway, though. She's renting her house.
It's just, for me, it's a miss for me. And here's the thing. I don't understand why the women always do this. And this is across every franchise. These tight, tight dresses that they wear, and then they have to sit in them. Like, sure. The way I would always do it is literally go try on a dress and just sit in it and see what it looks like while sitting. That's got to be the best way to do it. They are somewhere where there's, like, a lot of umbrellas hanging from the ceiling, which is, like, also for me a throwback when Monique threatened Robin with an umbrella to the neck.
It just really comes full circle.
Yeah, and so I like that callback. I like that callback. This week also, too, it seems like it's basically confirmed Amelia and Scott are together.
Amelia, you know, Lisa Rinna's 19-year-old daughter with Scott Disick, who's 40?
37, I believe. Either way, she's too old. Or he's too old for you.
Let's not forget, we talked about this last week. Kris Jenner is dating someone the same.
But it's totally
him. No, it's not.
It is totally different at that age than it is at 19 and 37. I'm sorry. At 19, you are not full. Our human brains do not develop fully until you are 25. That is why you cannot rent a car until you're 25. She's 19. She's got six more years.
I do feel like, though, Hollywood people, they grow up faster. She hasn't been in school in forever.
She's closer to Mason's age, who is 10.
She's working. You know, she's hustling. Her mom's Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is laughing so hard. She is calling Kris Jenner, like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving?
She's
so excited.
It's just
she's
to
calling
me,
Radar Online. It's like, they're in Malibu. Go get the photo.
They're at the Rosewood Miramar, and that's where Scott really likes. And there's, like, these cryptic, like, Instagram stories. Like, we're not together, but we're going to take photos from the same place so you can add up. Like, it's just to me, it's like, what 19-year-old wants to be a stepmom? At 34, I don't want to be a stepmom.
They're just having fun.
I don't care. Well, you know what? Scott needs to go take care of his kids, okay?
It just bothers me.
Okay.
Age is just a number. It's a feeling. Like
at 25, I will let it at 25. You can do whatever you want.
I'm 25 and I'm 35, but okay. I think I'm 25.
That's okay, though. You're 35. So would you like to be dating a 17-year-old right now?
That's not for me.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
I like it the other way. I'm
like, you
want to
be the 19-year-old.
I like the older boys.
Okay, so if you were 19, how would your dad feel if you brought home a 37-year-old? Your dad would not be. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Listen, I just think it's like, Scott, if there's, just go home. Go home, take care of your kids. And you know what? And Courtney, stop hanging out with Addison Rae. Okay. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Moving on. Wait. Megan King Edmonds got COVID this week.
From her girls' trip in Miami.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she, like, had, like, she's exposed people. And now she's like, anyone can get it, you guys. Like, well, you were partying in Miami. And then her stepdaughter, Haley, is, like, livid at her.
Well,
like,
But not her stepdaughter anymore.
Ex-stepdaughter, you know, is like pissed, like, oh, you did this, you forced, like, you said you needed to come to the soccer game, you needed to do this, this, and this, like, what the hell? And it's like, yeah, it's not right.
It's not.
Mm-mm. You know, people think you could just go on these trips and it's no big deal. Consequences.
No, my school reinstated the travel policy.
Oh,
can't travel.
Bummer. Well, you know, California's going purple now. It's fine.
We are still in red. San Francisco was literally in yellow, like barely anything. And then we just skipped orange, jumped to red. And then, yeah, where I work is red too. So,
well, you know what? They'll always be next year.
I I'm pretty hopeful. I think I'm going to end the school year in a normalcy.
Great.
Because I hope that they're going to get the vaccine to me pretty quick because I'm an essential worker.
Great.
We'll see.
Okay. Good luck.
I'm hopeful. You got to have hope, people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have.
The holidays are always a time for hope. Okay, so people released finally this week. They released their sexiest man alive, and there was a lot of. I was like messaging all my friends, like, "Who do you think it's gonna be?" And they'd be like, "Do people even read that anymore?" I'm like, "I don't care. I need something to look forward to." What do you think, Michael B. Jordan?
Down.
Mm-hmm. I loved
John
it.
John Legend was last year. The year before that was.
It was somebody else. The year before that was Blake Shelton. The year before, there was somebody in the – God, I texted this to you, too. I feel like I texted an entire timeline of who it was. Maybe it was, like, Chris Hemsworth.
Could be.
And then The Rock was there. And so, you know, I like this choice.
Good for him.
But then someone pointed out to me that if you removed his hair, he'd look just like Steve Harvey. And now I saw a picture. I have to text it to you, Mary. I was like, no. I was like, Saren, why did you do this to me?
Interesting.
But I'm here for Michael B. Jordan. I do very much enjoy him. He's nice to look at.
Yeah.
But also, like, if we're going to put, like, a man on the cover and we're already objectifying him by calling him sexy, make him take his shirt off.
Not into abs. I'm not into abs.
Okay, even if it was a Pringle body or like a dad bod, would that be okay too?
What's
like just
a Pringle
give
body?
A John Pringle body.
I think he doesn't have a bad body, does he?
I don't know.
He's actually in shape.
I don't know. I couldn't get a good look when he was riding the bull shirtless.
I think he's in shape.
Okay. Either way, I'm just saying, I want him to free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Free the nipple.
I want to see it. Like, let me objectify to the nth
fair.
Degree.
No, yeah. That's fair because, I get it.
Like, we're already objectifying. Just take it as far as possible. Playgirl? People? Like, maybe like a collab. People and Playgirl. No? Too far? Okay. Sorry. Moving on.
I've seen a Playgirl.
I don't want to see the dick. I'm just saying like a happy medium between the
Do
two.
Do you think
where
they
we...
still have those?
Dicks?
Playgirls.
Probably. I mean, Playboy still exists.
Yeah, okay.
My subscription ended years ago.
Yeah.
I'm more digital now.
Let's talk The Undoing. We're on episode 4, 2 episodes left. Spoiler alert.
Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. There's going to be a spoiler. We're going to talk The Undoing.
It felt like at the end, like Hugh Grant... was going to
Jonathan Frazier
was going to expose Nicole Kidman.
He's throwing her under the bus. I'm back to now. I'm thinking he did it.
Oh, I'm thinking she did it.
Ugh, I'm thinking he did. There was too much confidence when he got out of jail that I felt like he was almost like a double jeopardy. Like, you can't get me again. I'm gonna go to Fernando's house.
That was too much for me.
Also, Fernando is very much is giving me like Dale vibes from The Bachelorette.
But his eyes are mesmerizing.
He is hot. He is hot, 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 hot. Okay, I think I shouldn't ride and have an energy burst before we record a podcast. But so Fernando's hot. We've said that. And I think he went over there. Then he goes on the news. Like, I'm sorry. No. Shut up. When he got out of jail and he was giving a press conference, I'm like, he has too much confidence. There's too much confidence he did it.
I think Nicole Kidman was also sleeping with her or something weird. And like,
how many people were sleeping with her?
I think there's something strange. Like,
you're convinced you want the threesome. You want them to be having a threesome.
Something weird happened. I don't know. And then I love the show after it, Murder on Middle Beach.
Wait, hold on. Before we go there.
Yeah.
So Hugh admitted to having another affair. It's clearly Nicole's blonde friend, right?
Completely. Though it's completely her lawyer friend. Yeah, I thought that immediately.
Okay, so you're going with Nicole this week. This week you think Nicole did it. Okay, I'm going back to Hugh. But the dad is still involved somehow. Right. But something's up with Nicole because she was saying, like, Dad, you had a perfect marriage. And he was like, what? I cheat on your mom all the time. So she, like, looks through, like, rose-colored glasses in some way. Like, her dad's very afraid she's just going to forgive Hugh and go back to him. Like, there's something up there.
Also, why – remember the dad, like, gave Hugh $500,000? What was that money for? We never
– An investment. Okay. Maybe Hugh framed Nicole. I don't know. Ugh, just, okay, let's talk Murder on Middle Beach. I found it boring. I can't do it.
I can't believe you found it boring. You guys, this is an amazing story. It's a murder, and this son decides to do a documentary about his mother's murder. And basically, you know, the dad could have done it. She was also
in – The dad definitely did it.
She was also in a
MLM.
Pyramid scheme. There was a lot of shadiness happening. So I love it that the son is, like, ahead of it and that the grandma's in. It's – I'm all in.
It just – to me, I was like, how many parts is this going to be?
Oh, see, this is, like, exactly what I like. Like, we got a full-on background. This wasn't a 2020 Dateline done in 60. This is – I need a full deep dive. We got to talk about their marriage, you know, how she was as a mom, the son on drugs. Like, well, I feel for this family. I've got
the son was on drugs.
Yeah, he was
on drugs. I just, you know what? My phone was more interesting, to be honest. But I think that's because it wasn't trash television. I tried.
What else are you watching? Oh, you watched The Bachelorette.
Yeah, so I'll just going to make two quick plugs. If you guys want, like, cheesy, cute, like, what am I going to watch? I just want to, like, feel good. Netflix, Dash and Lily. It's like a 6-episode miniseries. Very cute. It's like young adult, just in my age range. And
like, when did you watch this?
Over the weekend.
Okay.
So I just, you know, I had Friday night to myself. My mom went like over to her friend's house. It's like, oh, house to myself, cool. And that's what I did. Okay. And probably ate a pizza or something. I can't remember that far back. But it's very cute, like, easy watch. Also, you guys, I need to plug Industry on HBO. So I mentioned this, like, last week, but it's really good. So it's kind of like it's like based in UK, and it's people who work like bankers. They're like all bankers, but they're like this like freshman class of like the noobs. And so they all have like these different tropes, you know. There's like the hot blonde guy who fails upward, you know. Like, there's like the hot girl, but she's getting like shat on, you know. And this one girl who's like, oh, you know, she didn't have the background that they're looking for, but she lied, she made it, and now she's gonna – anyways, it's really good. There's two episodes. It comes out on Mondays. It's called Industry. I think people really like it. It gives me like a lot of kind of like similar like Succession vibes in a sense. Oh, but for
would
like –
would I like
it? No.
Okay, cool.
No, honestly, he would not. You would also not like this week's episode of The Bachelorette, which I'm sure you were just trying to watch but ran out of time. No interest. Three words I never want to hear again. There's actually five technically. First three: grown-ass man. There was a grown-ass man challenge where Ashley and Jared came back, who met on Bachelor in Paradise, and she basically stalked him until he'd marry her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So none of the guys knew who they were. She was like, so you may not know, but this is Ashley and Jared. And the guy's like, oh, okay, cool. Bennett won the competition, though. I love Bennett. And he went to Harvard, but it's clearly a legacy and didn't get in on his own merit because he's dumb as shit. But I still love him. Then there was this whole thing about Chasen calling Tayshia a smoke show. Smoke show, his name's Wolverine. We don't care. Except that he's, like, so cute, and now he's just, like, so dumb and annoying. I'm over him.
So Claire and Dale have gone?
Gone.
So how did that end?
It ended with him proposing.
Really?
Yeah. Two weeks ago.
Okay, but also, like, was it, like, was Chris, like, what do you, like, how did this all come down?
Didn't I talk about this, like, a couple weeks ago? Did I not? Maybe I didn't.
I don't think you did.
Basically, oh my God, Mary, you have me saying basically now. I know I say something, but I found that I'm saying it more often. Okay, so they came to Claire and said, so you want to be with Dale, we're going to force you to be with Dale, and then we're going to kick you off the show. Nicely, they said, but, you know, you're having a one-on-one, and then they told Dale, hey, guess what, you're proposing. And so they moved them on, and then Tayshia came in. Last week,
but
we got
were
to...
were they, like, mad at her or something?
The guys?
No, like the Bachelor production.
I think they... No, they'll say, but it sounds like they had, like, Tayshia already there, like, waiting. So it sounds like this was, like, bound to happen. Like, they must have, like, realized when Claire was kind of talking about things that she was already going the direction of Dale.
Oh, got it.
So I think they had a plan B.
Got it.
And she's great. I love her. So then there's Ed versus Chasen. That's happening. Ed has chicken legs, according to Chasen. Also has, like, a dislocated shoulder that just happens occasionally. So they can't fight because there was a full oil fight. So Noah, with the mustache, he jumped in, and then he wasn't really on the date. He was just a viewer, but then she invited him on the date because he took the chance to do that. Then she shaved his mustache off on the date because she wasn't a fan of it. Sure. Do you feel like you're really missing out on this show? Because you are. Okay, well, and listen, they did a rose ceremony. I was like, wow, that episode flew by, and I still had an hour to go, and I was like, oh, God. No, please, no more. So basically... Yeah, see, now you're going to hear it every time I say it. Her and Brendan are so cute. I love him and his voice. There's like, it's like a very strange voice, but it's like weirdly sexy. And I think I just miss men.
I think you should do because you're like, ooh, the sexiest man alive. Ooh.
Fernando, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, maybe I need to start my subscription to Playgirl again. It's fine.
Okay.
That's it. There's nothing else. There's, you know, it's fine. My apps all get messed up because I'm in between LA and Orange County. So, like, it'll pull people when I'm not in the air. It's just, you know, it's tough. And I'll meet someone when I'm 40.
That's okay.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's talk Below Deck.
Okay, let's move on.
Nothing happened.
I'm bored.
Super bored.
Like,
You guys, last week we got into a pretty heated debate if Eddie was hot or not. And it was a 51-49%.
That's what it ended at?
I swear.
People
and
are
I think it was that
torn.
People thought Eddie was hot. The 51.
Yeah, so it was in my favor.
I just thought it was so funny.
But okay, so a juror, though, I gotta tell you because I don't think you saw the message. A juror's like, so I used to hook up with Eddie in college. She's like, this is years ago. She's like, I still have his jacket. And she's like, and he's small. Like, not his penis size, sorry. Like, he's short. And she sends a photo of the jacket, like, is it an extra small? She's like, it's a medium. She still has the jacket, which I was like, bless you. Like, I love this girl. Like, it's so good. So I've gotten anywhere that Eddie is either 5'3 to 5'8.
Yeah, I'd say 5'6.
Okay. But I love that juror. So thank you for
That's
sharing
amazing.
Your story.
Amazing.
So good. It's so good.
Especially that she kept that jacket for so long.
I mean, it does look like a nice jacket. So, like, it probably keeps her warm. Like, don't you have things from, like, years ago that you're like, whose was this?
What kind of jacket was it?
I don't know. A medium.
That is amazing.
So good. I think the charter guests are just very annoying this season, and I want more crew drama than I want charter guest drama.
Do you think James is shaggable?
obviously, I think everyone's shaggable right now.
Well, but then they were just, like, kind of lame. They all went home. They didn't want to go out.
Yeah, like, hello, party. Like, I don't care that you're 35 now, Eddie. Go get wasted and make a scene and make an ass of yourself. That's why we watch this. Like, what? You guys are all drinking espresso martinis. That helps you stay up.
And it's like, just go to morelabs.com, get your morning recovery, and you won't have any problems.
They ship. They ship to yachts. All you need is a physical address.
Yeah, guys, honestly, morelabs.com, the holidays are coming up, and we know we're going to be drinking with our families. Go check them out. Use code TJG, 20% off. This is my cure for having a good morning the next day. You don't want to, Black Friday, you want to feel fresh. That's why you have the morning recovery. They also have the liquid focus when you need to, you know, actually focus on your Zoom calls. And they also have Dreamwell. They have many products that they even have a probiotic. Morelabs.com/TJG, 20% off. Also, you can get it on Amazon, TJG Amazon.
Subtle. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Okay, should we go into last week's Southern Charm?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I am loving Southern Charm.
Okay, go.
Like, Catherine legitimately found out on camera that Thomas was having a baby.
But is she dumb?
She's living with him, and
she found a pregnancy test though months ago.
That was strange. Like, what?
So, and he said it wasn't his. Like, who else is in the house, Catherine?
So they must be in separate rooms.
It's so sad though, because she, like, in her head thinks that they should still be together. Like, he's the father of my children. Like, that's like, for Catherine, for some reason, Thomas is the one that got away for her. Like,
I think you, like, forget about all the mental abuse and stuff because you're like, I just want my family together. It's so much easier.
It's probably so nice living together. Like, when Thomas is nice, it's probably a very nice situation. But it's like when he switches because he's a fucking dick, like, it's not good. But it's like, Catherine,
do you think they drink together at night?
I don't know. I mean, if I was her, I would not, because anything, like, I would feel so sick in that house, because I'm like, anything I do, he will use against me. Anything I do, he will use against me.
But she doesn't think like that.
She does not. You're right. So they probably do. Hopefully not. I don't know. It's just, ugh.
Well, she's probably, I feel like now she's fast tracking the moving process.
In real time or on the show, you mean?
I feel like she's probably out of the house.
Yeah, well, she has a new boyfriend.
That's right.
His last name's Ravenel, but has two L's.
It's so weird. Like, what?
I know.
So weird.
I know.
I did think it was hilarious when Shep and Austin, like, go out on double dates together. And Shep and Taylor have not DTR'd. They have not defined the relationship.
But here's the thing, though. He calls her his girlfriend in an earlier scene when him and Danny are at the dog park with a bar, which, what the hell? That's the best idea ever. Where is that in LA? Like, I would go there all the time. But he calls Taylor his girlfriend there. So I'm like, like, he's basically, they just have it, but they call each other girlfriend, boyfriend. Like, you know how, like, I've not, sometimes I, in my past relationships, there wasn't a DTR. It was just like, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend. I was like, oh, so we're there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I...
Is that what happened for you?
Yeah, I don't. It's like a talk one night, but it wasn't, I don't know. Who knows?
So that's a DTR then.
I guess so. It's so awkward. Like, I also feel like when you're there, you like know and don't even need that. I don't
Yeah, know. Like, who cares? But, like, Madison was, like, she was so ready just to, like, throw. I did laugh because I'm, like, their dynamic is so interesting because, again, I've said, like, I feel like she, like, wants to hate fuck him. I think he would take it, too. Like, he would do it, too, you know? Like, there's so much sexual tension between the two of them. And yet they'd also be such, like, the way that they are enemies, they'd actually be such good partners. Not in dating, like, in friendship. Because they're
Maybe
both like
we'll see that this season. I am very proud of Shep. I feel like he's really on the apology tour.
You went live with him last week.
I did. It was way shorter than I had anticipated, but I think he'd actually go live with me tomorrow. I think they're really trying to promote the new season, so I think he's honestly super easy to talk to. He really
I
is
feel like he's at a cut. I was gonna say that exact thing. Open book. Like,
I mean, he said it. But he's kind of just like, he's like, I have nothing to hide. This is what it is. I'm on my apology tour. I feel bad that happened to Danny about the chlamydia thing. You know, I don't want to be, I think he also has really come around because he has Taylor softened him. And I think he realized like he doesn't have to be so like selfish and into himself. Like, this woman is opening up his world a little bit.
But watching all the guys out on their, like, boys' night out trying to drink and, like, pick up on the girls, I was like, please stop it. Please stop.
It was Pringle picking up on the girls.
Okay, Pringle's ex-wife looks just like Madison, by the way. Like, when they were on that FaceTime, I was like, okay, so Pringle has a type. And it's very interesting to me because now we know that Pringle does day trading stocks. Sure, we're not sure what exactly he does, but can I say something kind of rude without knowing him that well? He seems to me kind of like a loser, and what I mean by that is like he's just divorced. He seems like he's just like he's not in the right place. No. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he's just like, okay, like he's just like, I gotta move back and like clear my head, and like there's just a lot that's going on that I'm like, he's not a good partner for anyone.
I feel like he was so in love with his wife, and I don't think this was, like, his decision. I think it was very much hers, and he had to move away because he, like, wasn't going to get over it being around them in San Diego. Every spot he'd walk past, he'd be like, well, this is where we did this. Well, this is where we used to get coffee. One time our dog took a shit here. She gets
this is where this is there. Where my kids live. I should be close to them instead of joining Southern Charm as a TV show. Anyway,
I did freaking love Craig's pep talk to Austin.
Okay, Craig waking up at 11 and Anna Hayward being like, Craig, how long have you been? Like, he's just leaving Austin's place a disaster. And then he comes and he's like, Austin, I got some advice for you.
He's like, look, you got to really focus on this business. It's going to thrive. Look at me. Like, I have conned so many people into buying all these pillows. There's a holiday edition right now. You can get the hats. Come for it. Chop Hop is taking off.
I also loved, okay, I loved Leyva, and I was like, okay, cancel Shaws of Sunset because that show is done now. Like, we're done with that. And now we have Leyva who's giving us, like, hearing her, like them say, like, oh, like, Mommy June. Like, I felt like it was, like, what Shaws used to give me before they all hated each other and tried to destroy their lives. One, I think she's too good for this show, Leyva. But I also am obsessed with her kid, Little.
And they, now, what is the deal with that name?
So his name, I believe, is Lamar. Like, he's Lamar Jr. Like, oh. And so they call him Little Lamar. So Little is his nickname.
Now, Bravo was trying to trick us because they kept on writing Little. And I was like, why would they name their kid Little? I did not like that.
You feel better now?
So much more sense. I can get behind this.
But I was like, can I be invited to this dinner? I love that she kept having to tell people, do not dress up as Jasmine. And then I felt like Catherine showed up and she was pissed that everybody was like all dressed up. She's like, you know, I love a costume. And when Leyva called her and she's like, okay, love you. And then she's like, I don't know why I said I love her. I don't. I just thought, I think she's a good addition in the sense that I think she kind of like classes up a little bit. I feel like she almost is a little bit of a Cameron.
But stronger like, though, stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. But like also, come on, Leyva, give us more of your hot husband.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Southern Charm personally.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the first thing I watch. Sometimes I forget about it. I think just because we pod on Wednesday. And so I'm like, oh, I'm done for the week. And then I'm like, oh, shit, that show's on, you know. But I don't think, like, it's better than Orange County. It's better than Below Deck.
Let's rank this week. We have RHOP, RHOC, RHSLC, a Below Deck, a Southern Charm.
Oh, my God.
And
that's it. On Bachelor, or on Bravo shows. SLC, one.
Number one. Fire.
So good. Number two, Southern Charm. Three, Potomac. Four, OC. Five, Below Deck.
I agree with that. And I think we should just go straight into Salt Lake.
Okay. Love it. Let's do it. Okay, so we're back at Jen's party. And now we didn't discuss this, and because I had seen the premiere so many times and had like had conversations with people already, we didn't even mention this, but like, where does Jen Shah, like we said, her husband makes X amount of dollars. That does not make, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm scratching. Oh, I'm like, what do you do? Sorry, it's fair. It's like, it's fair. Sorry. I just felt, where is she getting her money? Because even the amount he makes, there's no way that lifestyle she's living that she can afford.
Family money. She's got assistants everywhere.
I'm also going to say that I think Jen is going to turn into the villain this season because I'm already feeling a lot from her that it's too much and we're only two episodes in. Thoughts?
It was kind of interesting. Like, it's definitely like they know how to set up the show. Like, we already got like an 8-person cast dinner. We have to talk at the top of the mountain. Like, it doesn't seem completely natural. There's definitely like
that first season naturalness that we get when they like don't necessarily know what they're doing.
Right. There's definitely like, okay, we have to talk about this right now. So let's sit down like in the ski shop. But okay. So we go back. Jen is, she's on fire. She's like, how could she say that about my aunt? Like, that's like looking at a little baby with cancer and saying, you smell like cancer.
Which is like, not like, at all.
She is disrespecting my family and my goddamn house, and she looks like a Christmas tree and a loofah.
What was she wearing? Because then at one point when she came, so they're all in Jen's room, and then Mary comes into Jen's room, and Mary, there's still a tag on her outfit.
No.
Yes, there was like a tag. It looked like it was a tag, but maybe it was like the regular clothing tag, but it would look like it was a price tag to me. And Mary, something is off with Mary. Like, I think when they had got rid of her odor glands, they also gave her a lobotomy.
So she had 12 surgeries, was in the hospital for 30 days. And so what is getting rid of your odor glands?
So don't sweat. I believe it's the sweat glands here. Right. But what... Okay, because all this, again, all this stuff is coming out about Mary, and it's not that she was getting that. She got a full plastic surgery everywhere. New face. Like, that's what they're saying, that they use the church money for it. Oh. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you coming on this show? You're about to be exposed.
They're like the people from D.C. that crashed the White House part.
Mikhail and Tariq Salahi?
Yes.
Yes. What is my niece's name? No idea. But D.C. housewives. Yes. There's just, you know. She's like, and the best part is like, Mary's like, she's not doubling down. Because in her mind, she's like, I said it smelled like hospital. And that brings me to a dark place. Like, why do I need to apologize for observing what the smell was? And it's like, we're literally fighting. Like, okay, this week last week we fought about smelling like hospital. And this week we're fighting about a thumbs up emoji. It's like, what? You cannot make this stuff up. It's like, amazing. Like,
but wait, who does? So then, like, Meredith walks in her, like, her outfit's insane.
A pink feather, Big Bird.
Fluffy, yeah. Like, it's like Big Bird pink edition. And I don't know
who her voice is. Guys, who is her voice sounding just like? Like, she talks and it's like.
No, but it's like, it's a Catherine O'Hara, like a little bit like a Schitt's Creek.
No.
It's also like Gina Davis Beetlejuice. Who can figure out who she is? Because okay. I it's like underneath that skin, it's someone else.
No, she's like, wearing her skin like last season Versace.
I have met her before.
Meredith?
Yes.
Her or the person underneath her?
The person underneath her.
Oh, okay. Okay. And Jen's just like, just say it's your fault. Like, she can't. And, like, they finally, like, they're just like, can we move on? So they give each other hugs. And then they go back out to the party. And now I feel like the editors really don't like Lisa.
Lisa is so fake, though. She's like, oh, my God, that's so amazing. Like, hey, girl, that's great.
She's like, let's take a fake, like, let's pretend like we're laughing and take a photo, which reminds me of our friend who does not listen to this, so I can say it out loud. It's like, the look and laugh. She's like, okay, everybody look at each other and let's all laugh. Okay, and then take the picture on three. Okay, ready? Look and laugh. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
They do come out
cute, though. They do, but you know, it's like that candid photo. And then there's like this, there's this weird thing between Whitney and Lisa where Whitney's basically trying to tell Lisa, like, hey, thank you so much for your tequila. I just wanted to let you know, like, your bartenders ended up getting, like, wasted. And I thought she was trying to do – now, Lisa's, like, almost breaking that fourth wall, basically saying, you're trying to embarrass my company on TV, like, by saying that.
She called her and told her all about it because I will expose you for being a swinger.
Yeah, I was like – wait, what? Like, but it was like, I thought Whitney was like trying to just say like, hey, FYI, like, you should let your bartender, like, I didn't think
I
that Whitney was
saying. I know what you're saying, but I also thought it was like super annoying. She's like, didn't get invited to the party. She donates tequila. She says she donated like enough for 500 people and they ran out.
At 6 p.m.
Like, yeah. And it's like, I like did this as a favor and a donation and then you're like coming at me and saying my bartender sucked and like broke things at your house and drink your top shelf tequila and your whiskey from Ireland. My tequila is top shelf. So I can't stand Lisa, but I kind of get her point here.
I think that Whitney said too, like Whitney should have just said like, hey, FYI, I think like your bartenders, like, I don't know if you want to know that they got, like, I thought she was trying to say in a sense of like, if you want this to be a representation of your brand, it's actually not a good representation. Like, your bartenders got wasted. But Lisa was like, Lisa scared the shit out of me when she's like, if I give you a Chanel necklace and you choke on it, it's not my problem. And I'm like, oh, iconic. And I was like, I kind of love how ridiculous, like, that is a lie.
She was pissed. She's like, you do not go for my company. Like,
she Vida, left the party from it.
Vida tequila. I looked
at but Vida she says tequila. Like, Vida tequila, hola tequila, see you dad tequila.
Have you ever seen Vida tequila? Because it's
no,
made
so
in,
I have.
It's made where? In Park City at Salt Lake, I think.
Hmm.
Or maybe
I've never
not.
Seen it. I had a friend who said that he's tried it before and there was no review. Okay. So I don't know what that means, but you know.
And
you're
then,
gonna get...
wait, Lisa talking to her husband about it, and he's like, so do you want feedback, or is this a listening conversation?
And she's like, you know, it's just listening. Like, and then they, you know, it always makes me laugh when the editors do, like, that voiceover where it's like they talk, and then they put another scene on top, like, basically showing that, like, Lisa's been talking about this for 35, 45 minutes, and the husband's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I did a good deed, and it was generous. And you're right, she was, like, that was it, but she's like, she's coming from my company. And I was like, and she's a swinger.
Well, and then that didn't really help Whitney because then she gets on the stripper pole.
Okay.
And she's like, I was suppressed my entire life. But I thought it was actually pretty interesting, her story. So she's like, could decide to go to Hawaii or go on, you know, a Mormon. A
3-week like mission trip or to the libraries or something.
Sure. And she goes on the mission trip. She chooses that. And then she comes back, fools around with her boyfriend, has some beer, and is like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that's like pretty interesting about her dad. Like, he is addicted to pain meds.
Is her dad like a knockoff Whitney from Southern Charm?
Everyone was saying that. It's like, it was hard for me to get past his hair as a salon owner. I mean, I think he's lost the salon.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Now, the haircut is ridiculous, but I was, as a hairstylist, I was looking at his hair and I was like, it's actually cut very lovely. Like, it's a very lovely cut if that's the look you're going for. He looks so different, though.
Like, I feel like she's the only one that stood behind her dad. Mm-hmm. He's been, it seems like, excommunicated from the church because they, like, don't believe in addiction and that, like,
well, and he got divorced, too.
Right. It was just, I.
We got a lot of Whitney this week.
Whitney's voice is, like, kind of annoying me.
Yeah.
But I appreciate her story. And I think what's really fun about this is that we are like getting to know these new people, and there's so many new people. Like, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, okay, so you have this problem. Like, I don't know. It's just
did they all get their spot? Like we kind of like mentioned that last week of like knowing everybody at the same time is nice, because like when you have a season where just a new person comes in, their story, we have such established history with other people that like, when a newbie comes in, we're like, okay, give us like your spiel, but then like, let's move on to like the other stuff, you know, like how are you gonna, and this is like different. Yeah, I think it's like really interesting. She even said like, I financially supported him. And so, okay. So then, you know, Heather is trying on her ski stuff at her house, and she FaceTimes Meredith. She's like, we should all go to the mountain. And okay, as someone, again, whose family has lived in Park City and, you know, close to the slopes, whatever, this whole thing was wild to me, the amount of effort that all these ladies put into this.
To like, not even ski, to go on the bunny slopes?
Yes. Like, they're going, like, so the cousins go to the ski shop, Whitney and Heather. And, you know, she's telling them, and they're, like, trying on stuff. And, like, Heather, who said she skied her entire life, is like, what's Rossignol? I'm like, oh, come on, Heather. Have you skied your entire life? You know what all these brands are. And I knew right when Whitney brought in her snowboard, I'm like, this bitch is good at snowboarding. I can already see it in her. The way she wrapped herself around that stripper pole, watching her take whatever that bag of sand was around her head in her workout, I was like, oh, like, Whitney, I like Whitney.
Okay, do you think if I tried skiing this year, how would that go for me?
Great, do it. Take a lesson.
No, I mean, I've skied before.
But oh, okay. Yeah.
So you think...
So what's the question?
How is it like getting on a bike? I just don't know. I haven't skied since high school.
Oh, I think...
I mean, I'd definitely get a lesson. For sure.
I think you should do just like what Mary did and do snow angels on the side. And like when Mary was carrying a snowboard, I was like, and where does she think she's riding that to?
I know we'll get there. Bring it on the bunny hill, bitches.
Yeah. Okay. So before we get into
Jen, I'd be like Jen practicing skiing in my house, going around shoes.
Okay. Where she wore the... Why didn't we get more of that scene? Because that is so stupid and ridiculous. She has like
this team cheering her on, cleaning up her house after the party. Her husband knows nothing about. She is a queen icon legend, as Danny Pellegrino would say.
She's just I mean, she's just so over the top and extra that it's like, it's great now. I'm telling you, though, that preview for next week is, I don't know, Jen. We're starting fights about dumb shit.
I also can't tell, like, okay, so obviously, like, Heather and Whitney are cousins, so there's a bond there.
Yes.
I feel like Meredith and Lisa are, like, the buddies.
Yeah.
And
Jen then, and Heather are buddies because Jen came to get the Botox in her armpits last week.
Yeah, so... I'm just kind of figuring Jen's out friends all the with teams.
Like Lisa and Meredith.
Because I don't think Meredith is diehard for Lisa. And then we're just hearing this week that Meredith is separated.
You're and like, it just feels what? Vindication, by the way, does it not? Because we're like, something's going on there. And it was the conversation was like, it was so normal. They're like, so who'd you tell we were separated? And I was like, what? This episode two.
But then I was like, why are you guys going out? Why are there rose petals? Why are you going out to dinner? And what are you hiding in that phone, Meredith? She wouldn't give her the phone. She is hiding. But I also, like...
Okay.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't want someone to go through my phone.
No, absolutely
just
not.
Just because, like, it's... I mean, that was messages for certain people to only be seen by those people.
Right. And all the sexts.
No, not that.
And all the boob pics you've been sending out.
Not that.
I got one on accident. And I was like, I don't think this is for me. And you're like, no, it's for my Playboy.
It was a double thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay, I know what that means. But it was like so weird because they were like, did you also know that they ordered Vita tequila?
No, I love that. Okay.
And so I think that Meredith is a good friend for Lisa. Like, I think that they are tight, but I think that Meredith is playing her cards right though, because she knows Lisa only wants to be friends with Meredith, Mary, because Mary has a lot of money, not necessarily friends, right? And then like Jen. The rest are lower than her.
Got it.
And so
but wait, do you think Meredith is hiding something from her husband?
Yeah.
Who is she? The person underneath?
Yes, she's hiding. She's actually a different person. This is the parent trap. And her sister, who is actually married to Seth, is in London.
Got it.
So they met at summer camp. They're like, your birthday's October 11th. And so now Meredith, the real Meredith, is in London. And this is Meredith.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. But I think, so they were separated. I think Meredith was dating people. She was in Park City. He's in Chicago.
There's something going on, for sure. Mm-hmm. Probably a celebrity walked into her jewelry store.
Yeah, Charlize Theron just stopped by. I was like, oh my God, Meredith, I have a man for you.
Yeah, that was definitely it.
So she like double dates with Charlize and, you know, whoever.
You guys, please tell us who you think she looks like, who her voice is, who is Meredith. Please DM us about that. I do want to talk about wedgies. Tea clothes apparently cause wedgies.
Okay.
And
that's why Mary's late, wedgie. Though.
You can't get to the wedgie, and Chanel doesn't give you a wedgie, so...
So she had to wait for her delivery so she could come. Okay, so I was, like, so confused, because they go to Snowbird, which is a half hour from Salt Lake. Like, it's not far. Like, I don't know where they're... Like, they all have all these bags, like, as if they're staying at the resort.
I think they do.
I mean...
4.5 hours to get ready for dinner.
No, no, no. That was... I was trying to figure it out. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I was so confused the fact that they like were just all staying at the resort for what? Like, their outfits were like too much for me. It's like, okay. Like, this is crazy. Mary just shows up. Yeah, she shows up late. And but do you see like how excited Lisa was when Mary showed up?
Oh, because she was like, honey, I'm going to take you down. And then next week... Next week, I'm mixing up their names right now.
Jen.
Jen gets mad at someone for talking to Mary.
Yeah, she's mad at Meredith because Meredith goes to Mary's church.
That's right.
Yeah, she's pissed about that. But okay, so they all, so Heather's a great skier. It's like, it's kind of fun watching them all like go up and ski, you know, like Meredith, Heather and Whitney can ski. Of course, you're like you said, they're at the top of the mountain. They got to talk about Lisa and Meredith's defending her, but like. Not fully defending her, just more like, no, I don't think she means like, that.
She's like, you should definitely talk to her.
Yeah, at the dinner table. And then I love when Whitney brought up at the dinner table, Meredith's like, well, I didn't mean in front of everyone. Wink. Like, she for sure meant that, you know? And then it's like watching like Lisa and Jen and Mary at the Bunny Hill with their like instructors. Mary or Jen's like, I can't get my glove on. Jen. Dramatic. So yeah, so then they decide that they're done for skiing. Let's be honest, how long do you think they're skiing for? I would say max 2 hours.
Max.
Like me, and I feel like the Bunny Hill ones were like 30 minutes and then they're like, actually we're just gonna go après ski.
Yeah, which is like all like that's the thing that's I'm not necessarily super inclined to try skiing this season because it's so much work and it's actually really expensive and I have zero equipment. And I really just want to be in a cabin drinking a hot cocoa that's spiked.
Great. So why even do it then?
Champagne. I know.
So
I'm getting peer pressured.
Well, just go and just say, oh, I left my stuff at home.
Shoot. I don't have any stuff.
Oh, exactly. That's fine. Whatever. Or you don't have to go. You can say, I'm going to go tubing.
I said I would go snowmobiling.
There you go. That's an activity. Yeah. You just tell everybody, I'm going to stay here and build us a snowman.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Okay.
Anyways, so we get to the dinner, and basically Whitney's like, so, Lisa, like, I felt pretty judged by you, and I felt really threatened after the party. But Whitney's not going to say exactly why because she doesn't want to turn the conversation. She's super smart. She's like, I don't want to turn this conversation to me being a swinger.
Yeah, like, if I mention it, that's where the conversation will go, and no, I'm not going to. But Lisa is, like, on the defense. And Lisa looks – she's now wearing – it looks like Meredith's outfit from the party. She's taken the sleeves off and wrapped around her neck. And called it fashion. I feel like
all season we're going to feel like Lisa wears the same exact thing.
She probably like does. Like some sort of like leather black pants, a black or gray top.
Faux furs.
Yeah, with like a pop of color.
Like it's cute. I like it. But I just feel like it's always going to feel.
Well, she doesn't. She's not one of those people that wear cocktail dresses, okay?
Is she like the Heather Dubrow a little bit?
Maybe.
She might be a Heather Dubrow.
Maybe. But she doesn't have champs, which she has tequila instead. But she doesn't drink it. So then she's like, Lisa, though, goes straight on the defensive. Like, Whitney's like, hey, I felt. And she's like, I don't care enough about you to judge you. And it was like, whoa, okay. She's like, I'm not, uh-uh. And then Heather, the face that Heather gives where she's like, doesn't Heather also kind of remind you like a little bit of like Heather McMahon? Like in facial, like
it's just
face
like shape. How like I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Yeah, sure. Okay, you're thinking too long.
I could see that. I could see that.
Okay. So then, like, Heather's like, but Heather's like pissed, like, that that was like the answer that she gave.
I feel so bad for Heather because she's like, you know me from college. You know me from around town. Don't act like you don't. Like, I, that's just like, a that would be a horrible feeling. Like, I don't know you. Did you even go here?
It's like, remember when, like, Nene did that to, like, Phaedra way back when? Like, she, like, Phaedra was like, well, wait.
Remember how Karen's doing that to Wendy right now?
And it's like these things where I'm like, do I, you, like, I really have to fight to pretend like you know me? Like, this is so stupid. It's more like you're making
remember when Mariah Carey did it to
J-Lo? You should listen to her book on that, by the way. Because it's all this drama because I think it was the song I'm Real that she did with Ja Rule. And that song was supposed to be hers. And then the, I think it was Tom, I'm going to quote this all wrong, but they gave it. So they, instead of giving it to Mariah, they gave it to J-Lo. And so J-Lo basically got, it's stuck in the crossfires of it all. Guys, if you haven't listened to Mariah's book, do yourself a holiday favor.
Wait, someone also told me that the Matthew McConaughey.
I told you.
I know. But then someone else was like, it like changed my life.
It's so good. I don't know how to explain how good this book is because you think it's Matthew McConaughey. What the hell is he going to tell us? But it's so good. And he's just so positive and charismatic. I also am starting Barack Obama's book came out this week, A Promised Land. And it is 29 hours, which is aggressive to listen. 29. And this is only volume one. There's two volumes. But his voice, like there's just, you know, like, when you just listen to someone speak and they have like this like really charismatic voice that you're like, No, I don't even know why I ever decided to do a podcast. My voice is like top notch, annoying voice over here. But yeah, his book is so good too. And I'm like, oh man, you guys could read me like the warning labels on anything I own. And I'd be like, I should try that. You know, like you could convince me to like jump off a bridge, basically. Going back to
Heather and Lisa. Heather is like,
you don't come from love and kindness. She keeps repeating this. Like, and Lisa's like, my intent is always good. And it's like, well, and she's like, well, that's not how it's perceived. I don't care how you perceive me. I'm fine with how you perceive me. She's like, you want me to basically perceive you as a bitch?
I perceive you as dismissive, arrogant, and crazy. And Lisa says that she's busy.
Yeah, and she's like, you know what, Heather? Thumbs up. She like gives her two thumbs up, and she's like, thumbs up. And it's like, and this, then we get into a fight about the fact that thumbs up means fuck you, which clearly it does. But they're like, when Heather says, everybody knows that two thumbs up is text code for fuck you. And I was like, I've literally never heard of that. Is that like a Mormon thing? It's
the universal text code. Two thumbs up is a fuck you.
Yeah.
So next time we get in a fight, I'm just doing double thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, it was like wild. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to just double thumbs up to everyone now and just see if they know if it really means that.
They're the like, universal code.
Yeah, it's universal. And anyways, it's just, you know, Lisa's not going to be friends with Heather. And I don't know why Heather wants to even be friends with Lisa. I guess because she's the Sundance queen. She needs those invites.
I don't even think she wants to be friends with her. I think it's just that.
Like, you're not better than me.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. Listen, it was a great episode.
There's so much happened. We had a separation. We had the Jen and Mary fight. Mm-hmm. We had
Whitney and Lisa.
We had Heather. I mean, there was so much that happened, and it's like boom, 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 boom. The story's moving so quickly. Let's talk about Potomac because the story's not moving very quickly there.
It's not. It's not. Where do you want to start? I don't even know.
So it's like, okay, so Giselle posts that like Instagram in front of a jewelry store, which why would you do that?
Giselle cannot keep a secret.
She cannot. But then she does tell Karen, she pulls her to the side, like, it's happening. Don't spoil it for Robin.
She doesn't even say it's happening. She's just like, don't put it at the forefront. And it's like, Karen's like, it's not. I thought, oh, I must have missed when Giselle told Karen about this engagement happening because she was like, Karen, you're just talking about it. And she's like, so it is happening. Okay, I'm going to take this as, like, I was like, okay, how would she know that? You're the dumb one who posted in front of the jewelry store. Like, why?
Karen was making me laugh in that all red outfit, shaking her boom boom, like owning it, honey. But she's like me, two fireball shots and she spills it all.
Well, that's why she's still drinking milk.
I know. I want to know more about the milk.
Okay, so then I also thought that the toboggans were really funny, but I think it's so funny when they're like, we're not going to do this. Like, it's so unsafe, as if, like, these people don't do it all day, every day. Like, this is clearly, like, a tourist trap to get you from the top to the bottom of the mountain. And they're like, Candace, like, I literally thought I was going to die. I was like, where did you think you were going to die more? On the toboggan or when Monique had your hair and was going to drag you? What was closer to death for you? And also, I thought, why did she wear her hair in a braid at the reunion? What if Monique grabbed it? It's like very easy access for her.
All I could think about on this trip is that there was no glam squad.
Clearly, because again, that Giselle ponytail crimp thing. And then you could see the track. When, like, the ponytail when she was telling Karen. I was like, oh, Giselle.
But Giselle makes me laugh, though. So Ashley goes down to the bar, and Giselle's like, I have a secret. And Ashley's like, fuck. Don't worry. It has nothing to do with Michael.
Isn't like, that funny? She has to preface that.
She's like, but I got the keys to Wendy's room, and let's do her initiation.
Giselle's clearly been in a sorority. Is like, gonna haze.
I did. I thought it, I like was laughing with the bugs in the bed. It was so simple, but I also just like loved like them watching it. Like we got to watch them watch Wendy behind the scenes, and like it was kind of, it would be super interesting for them to do like a behind the scenes episode, like from a producer's standpoint.
Yeah, give us that.
I'm at that point, you know?
Give us that. We've been with these women for so many. Give us the secrets. Show us the skeletons.
Yeah, like an Orange County one, maybe.
Like, show us the call time for Beverly Hills and what time Dorit really shows up. You know? Give us that. I thought it was fun, though. But again, they're getting all dressed up to go basically nowhere. And
they didn't really do much this trip.
They're just eating. They're eating and
tobogganing.
Tobogganing and taking, like, the ski lift thing.
Pulling pranks.
Yeah, pulling pranks. Like, and I was like, oh, God, I want to travel so bad. And I thought, I guess I don't need to go there. It doesn't seem like it's, like, crazy fun.
No, I'd like to go there. I don't want to try black pepper butter.
Okay, well, when Giselle took that big scoop, you just knew. Like, I felt the editors were like, oh, Giselle, like, we're going to zoom in. She's like, oh, too much. It made me laugh so hard. She was like, you could tell it was, like, straight up, like, wasabi butter or something like that. You know, like, it was, like, coming out of her nose. I also I thought Ashley had some good points here when Candace was like, I feel ready to have kids now. You know, I'm just in a different place. I feel like she's using this fight as like an anchor for all of her life decisions. Like, I just think now and Ashley's like, mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Now I need to be supportive because of everything you did to me last season. I was team Ashley on this.
I was totally team Ashley. She's like, literally, my husband was crying. You said he was faking it over a miscarriage that I actually have. And, you know, she is holding on to things. And I think it also becomes more present because she recently just wrote all the shitty things that Candace did to her last year for Monique. And I'm going to support Ashley on this one, writing that statement for Monique. Okay. Because Monique did her a solid, too. So how could you say no?
But Monique did her a solid in the sense that she hid Michael's assault. So, like, to me, it's like Michael assaulted someone, and that's not cool. But, like, thanks for being a friend and hiding sexual assault? Sure. Like, that doesn't necessarily...
Say it like that. It sounds quite awful. I just more thought, like,
Ashley's friends with Monique.
Ashley has been attacked by Candace. Candace literally could have really hurt her with that butter knife.
What would she have done with that? The only thing I've seen with a butter knife attack is when Craig stabbed himself in the hand. Right. He can't break skin. You're right.
Yeah.
I did laugh, though, when Candace was talking and, like, Wendy's like, oh, here we go. She's like, here, I already folded the tissue for you.
I died, the triangle napkin.
And he was like, again, why are you not branding this? But I'm just so over Candace still. Like, I just think, like, Candace is so uninteresting to me that all of her storylines outside of this fight are of zero interest to me. And then in the fight, because she's, like, kind of milking it so much, I'm just like, Candace, we're over it.
Do people, like, announce, like, now I'm ready to have a baby?
Maybe to friends that you've been talking about your journey and you're like, you know, I think we're going to like try. Or they always, you know, like when you're, don't you have like friends that say like, well, we're not like trying, but like I've gone off birth control.
Yeah.
So like if it happens, it happens. So I feel like that's kind of the conversation.
Sure.
And then we move on to Karen.
Oh, Karen soldiering up for her man. Ray finally said, thank you. I waited 2 years for that. And now he wants me to aggress him and have sex with him. That's like what I got out of that conversation.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then Robin brought up the comment about his dick.
So she doesn't like his dick.
And I was like, I don't want to think about the Black Bill Gates dick. Unless it's like, I want to talk, like if he wants to talk about like floppy disks, you know. That's a Bill Gates
joke.
Okay. Nailed it. But it just, you know, to me, it just, you know. So anyways, moving on. So then they're talking about like assassinating Candace's character, right? Because Ashley is like talking to Robin by the pool and she tells her.
And Robin's like, oh, I don't think Karen's going to be in the ad because she doesn't look useful enough.
Which I thought was so fucking rude. Robin, your hats are trucker hats. They're pieces of shit hats, okay? Literally embezzled.
I want one
We know. Okay, but those hats are nothing special, right? Like, at this point, like, I'd rather buy an Ed Hardy hat, okay? But, like, I just felt like that's so rude. Like, Karen did you a favor, and you're being a mean girl.
Super sad. Like, it's like, just put one person on the website. Like, come on, one more.
But it's like, why even? Like, you asked Karen to be a part of it. She took the picture for you. Like, go Photoshop it or touch it up. Make her look great. Like, also, why are you going to alienate women of a certain age by not featuring Karen? Like, because you only want people from 18 to 35 to buy your shit? Like, listen.
Good point.
I'm just like, I just think it's like so rude. And I think that Karen has actually been very good to Robin this season, that it's like, you just did that to be petty. And Robin, I like you. Come on.
She's not making the cut.
No, she's not. And that's sad because you know what? Karen also probably is like, these hats are freaking ugly. Like if Robin had asked me to model for those hats and then didn't feature me, I'd be like, well, thanks for the favor because these hats are fucking ugly. Okay, you should name them from embellished to fugly.
Oh, or embezzled.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like she could just change it to embezzled and she'd embezzled. Actually sell more.
Could be.
Uh-huh. So what did you think about how Robin felt about the statement? Like,
I mean, I kind of understand the statement.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, you know. She's writing a statement talking shit about Candace. I did think they made a good point of like being like, maybe you write a statement of like what an amazing person Monique is and not
like go like talk positive about Monique, not negative about Candace. But I'm also curious what the lawyer asked for, because I think if they're like, hey, what we're trying to show is like that Monique was provoked. And so we want to talk about Candace's behavior in the past to show why like this happened, you know, which again, the whole thing's funny because it's completely been thrown out. And I just think like Ashley doesn't like Monique, Candace, like Candace has gone after Ashley a lot. I don't think she needed to say she owes Monique a favor. I think she could have just said, listen, like she's actually been kind of an asshole. Yeah. I don't like her.
Yeah.
So this is my truth.
So then next week in the cat suit, we get the confrontation.
I'm still like not understanding why she's wearing that, because it's like everybody else is in regular clothes.
Catwoman,
what is it? Halloween?
Do you think she like does a performance?
Happy like a birthday, because you know, yeah. She only sings that. Yeah. She's like, happy birthday to America. It's like, whose birthday is it? Just somebody's.
Nobody.
Okay, should we wrap up with anything else about Potomac?
No.
Okay, let's go to Orange County. Again, we know it. Kelly, you have sex. Congrats.
The way? Okay. I feel like they filmed that bed scene themselves, Kelly and Rick.
100%. That was a tripod iPhone setup.
And then it was like so weird to me. Like,
I was like, does she even have clothes on?
I want to do stuff for you. I want to make you happy and comfortable. I want to hang stuff for you. Wait, what? Like, you just want to get her house ready for her?
Yeah, like, you just want to be a handyman?
It was so weird. And then she's like, I love you. I love you more. I was like, this is just, like, so intense.
She's like, hold on. And cut. scene. Okay. Like, the whole thing is so weird.
I'm surprised he doesn't get, like, nervous about his job being with Kelly.
I won't say it, but okay. Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She just seems, like, too controversial.
Well, okay. I'd say Fox News is pretty controversial. So Gina and Emily work out. I thought this was – Emily's a very good friend, I think. Guys, also, I just have to say it right now. I love Shane. I thought Shane had a stellar episode this episode. I love Shane. And I know everybody
thought you should do a Shane appreciation post. Tomorrow.
I worry people are going to be really mean about it, though. So, or like, think, like, I really loved Shane this episode.
Many standout moments. He was in the van with all the girls. Like, how did that even happen?
He's like, can I go with John and the kids? Like, he's trying to get out of it.
And then he's like wearing AirPods.
Yeah.
All the women are drinking. He doesn't need to drink. He's like, well, every time they have a threesome, they have to renew their vows. So that's what we're going out to.
Loved it. I just thought he was like, he was really making me laugh.
Shane was like, hey, Emily, can I sit on your lap?
I just really enjoyed him this episode.
And then when Emily, he couldn't open the ketchup and wanted the bellman to come, and Emily opens it.
He's like, arthritis, what? I just was like, Shane had.
And then he also like had like a lot of good clarity, like when the girls were talking about the tequila. He's like, don't make jokes about like being a quitter and stuff when someone's really struggling. Like,
yeah. And I thought what he mentioned with like Elizabeth too and wanting to have kids, where he's like, well, what's the story with Jimmy? He said he doesn't want that. But, you know, everybody has their own path kind of thing. I just like, this is a top notch episode for Shane. Come on.
I agree.
I mean, what was the one thing I texted you before the episode?
Shane.
Yeah, I love Shane.
Yeah.
I love Shane. Great episode. Okay. Back to the beginning. So Gina and Emily are working out, and Gina's like, you know, she's talking about how she has to go to a hearing, and, you know, she doesn't want Matt to get the felony, but she also wants him to be responsible for his behavior, and she's feeling a lot of guilt. And I just thought it was sweet that Emily was like, yeah, I'll come to the hearing with you.
Absolutely. It is important that she says a little something. But I also know, like, it's like if you're in a good place, you don't want to go back in time. It's just like she's in a hard spot. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like, why does Bronwyn talk to her mother?
Cut her up. Because Bronwyn is somebody who thrives on chaos. You know how some people need chaos to feel calm?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like Bronwyn, like, there's still too much of her in these episodes. I'm sorry. Like, every storyline is wrapped around Bronwyn and her sobriety. And I just think... Okay, go ahead.
I did love her wedding dress. I will give her that.
She looked amazing in it.
I think... But I was really weirded out when they went to her mother's house. And you could, like, tell Bronwyn did not want to be there. She had to basically, like, go cuddle in Sean's arms because she just didn't know what her mom was going to say next, because her mom has used her drinking against her for years. Like, look at her. She's so drunk right now. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I also thought it was
slimy about
that. I agree. But I also thought it was interesting, too, that Bronwyn was like, now that I'm sober, none of the girls want to hang out with me. And I was like, no, Bronwyn, you're also an asshole. Like, you started a fight with Shannon. Why wouldn't she want to hang out with you? It's not because you're sober. It's because you're starting shit with her. Like you could be sober and still be not a good person, right? Like, I don't think Bronwyn's a horrible person. I'm just saying, like... Saying that people, because you're sober and then like almost trying to like play it off on them, like, oh, I'm not fun anymore.
I think she's just like realizing who she is. I mean, it's not fun to go to parties sober.
No.
It's really not.
Again.
It's really hard.
Take the season off and go take care of yourself. Because clearly they're doing just fine with money.
She literally tells, like, her mom literally says, well, you aren't nearly as fun. I mean, that's what your friends are thinking. I mean, boring win.
It's like, cut your mom out. She's toxic.
Awful.
You can still, if you want your kids to have a relationship with them, they can still have a relationship. You can, like, take, like, and obviously it's easier said than done. Come on. Like, how hard is it to cut somebody out? But it's like, Deb doesn't have your best interest. Like, she was, Deb, when they were talking about Gina, she's like, well, she's never, like, found interest in me. I'm like, you're Bronwyn's mom. What interest does she have to have in you? You're not her friend.
And what a good friend Gina is. She is not going to drink the entire weekend. She's going to go to an AA meeting with her. I just thought that was amazing. Elizabeth is kind of pretending like she's not going to drink, but she's going to get peer pressured into drinking. Also, they're on to Elizabeth. Elizabeth with Jimmy's
Gina's on. All the rest of them are kind of like, okay, whatever. Shannon's cut her out already. But yeah, I agree. Like, Gina's like, see, you can't talk about the divorce, but all you talk about is the divorce. Okay.
Right, and then it's like, yeah, oh, you're going to freeze your eggs, but Jimmy doesn't want kids. You text message your ex-husband heart emojis.
What was that? That was so weird. And then did you
Why is he even up in your cachet?
In your cachet?
Like, I just imagine her being up in her text, and then I've accidentally texted many people. The worst is when you text someone talking shit about them when it...
Mm-hmm. That's happened. You've done that to me.
No, I didn't. You made that up. You literally made that up.
But then it's like, that Elizabeth.
Was fully in your head.
I just think, I also was like, okay, so I was really mad at the women though, because they're like, okay, so Bronwyn's not going to have tequila there because that's her trigger. To me, I thought, oh, so she's, I took it as she's not having tequila. Like, she's not having any alcohol. Like, I looked at it as it was a sober event. But then it was like, oh, she had vodka. I was like, these ladies are such assholes that they couldn't go a day. They couldn't drink anything else besides tequila. Like, they had to go buy it. It's like, are you?
And then Kelly rubs it in her face as soon as she walks in. Sorry, I brought my own tequila. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a trigger.
Do you think it's like a little bit also because they're like, don't really buy that she's alcoholic?
Oh, yeah, Kelly doesn't think so. And yeah, I agree. But I just think it's weird. Like, out of all the alcohols, you guys can't go to, like, you're in Palm Springs for like 36 hours. Also at the Parker, which is like super expensive. That hotel is
so- I have wanted to stay there for forever.
Mm-hmm.
The rooms on the inside, I was not impressed.
No, I
thought they looked different on the inside. I've like seen photos before.
I mean, they're expensive. Like, the rooms are like mod. Are like on the cheaper side are $500 a night.
I want to stay there.
It's not even open right now, I don't think.
What? What do you mean?
It's been closed for a while because of COVID. Oh, can we also backtrack for COVID? Because Shannon is totally someone who would hoard everything.
Stockpile in a Trader Joe's canned meats, chickens, water, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if she has a bomb shelter. I wouldn't be surprised if she has a bomb shelter.
I'm shocked she doesn't have a generator.
I mean, remember when she put crystals in the floor?
Yeah, that old house was legit.
Yeah. And she,
I thought it was super interesting that she still hasn't met Leslie.
Live, laugh, loser.
Yeah, live, laugh, loser.
Yeah, I mean.
That's hard because it's like her kids are living there with her. I'm sure David has met.
No, I bet he hasn't.
What's that guy's name?
John.
John.
John Jensen?
John is all about being a house husband. I thought that dinner was kind of interesting because like the men weren't really talking. It was just kind of like the women. And definitely Shannon was like, I'm not really buying into this. Like,
yeah.
Gina was basically like, I feel really bad for her. She is, you know, mm-hmm. going through a super hard time. And Shannon's like, she didn't really apologize to me. So, yeah. And then the Sean enabler thing is going to be a huge,
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for that to boil over.
Mm-hmm. And I also just thought it was interesting too. So if you want to go to the vow renewal? Yeah. Oh, I also think so. When they check into the hotel, it's like, okay, they didn't bring any of their kids with them. You know, it's like the kids weren't there when they. And then they're like, oh, have you stayed here before? And Bronwyn's like, I made many bad choices here with friends. He's never been here. I'm like, it's like, it makes me think of like Love After Lockup. Whenever they go anywhere, they're like, so I just got out of jail to like a random, like a waiter. They're like, hi, what would you like for dinner? He's like, I would like the 32 ounce steak because I just got out of jail and haven't had good food in 6 years. And you're like, okay, the steak whatever is fine. You know, it was like, oh, and the lady's like, well, I hope you have a great time. Like, she's like, what do I say? I hope you make bad decisions again. Like, I don't know what to say. And it just was like, where do they get their money?
I don't know.
Where do they get? Well, what kind of investments? Sign me up. Insider trading. I want to know. And then, okay. So Let's move to the vow renewal. So,
which is always the kiss of death. We saw Vicky's. We saw Shannon's. Tamara got a tattoo for Simon.
Yeah, that was. Who else? Ramona, Mario.
Everyone.
Meanie and Greg, everyone. But they're still together. They got divorced, though, and then they got remarried. Cynthia and Peter.
I've just never met a person that I actually.
Teresa and Joe.
Done a vow renewal.
It's Heidi and Seal.
Is it like the last ditch effort? Like, let's rebond ourselves.
I don't know. I mean, but then it was like.
I guess time will tell if
the vow renewal to me was like very strange because it's like, okay, Bronwyn just instead of like telling Sean like, hey, I got you this statement. She's like, so everybody. So like she like turns her whole body from Sean and is just talking to the audience instead of Sean. And she bought him a statement necklace, the hooks. And then he like gets up there and he's talking to her and he talks to Bronwyn. And then like, kids, say some words. And Jacob gets up there. I'm like, Jacob. What's happening? Bless you.
That was highly, highly, highly inappropriate. He's like, will you love dad when he gets famous and bounces off for a 12-year-old model? I was like, wait.
He's like, do you vow to love mom when she embezzles your money?
I'm like, luckily the daughter like redeemed it.
Bella.
But
I also was like, why? Like. It felt like such a performance to me. It was like, this whole thing is like the very drag strange. Queen
and
yeah.
They looked cute. It looked cute in terms of like the kids in the red, like big happy family. Bronwyn looked amazing. I did love Shannon. So fucking ticked off at.
About the
Kelly
water.
Because Kelly Dodd comes up to her right away and was like, hey, tell her about your water supplement that you're trying to give out.
And she's like, it's a tincture.
I had never heard of that. What is that?
I don't know.
But a supplement.
It rhymes with sphincter. But it's also like, I think it's very different. Actually, Kelly, you could probably combine your water with her drops and you could do a combined. Like, Shannon's not selling water.
I wonder how positive Beverage is doing. So she just lost $100,000 on the expo. I mean, it did look like there was quite a big production. You guys, I will say the drinks are good. I'm not gonna lie.
What does it taste good. like a LaCroix?
No, much more flavor than a LaCroix. Like almost a little sour. Definitely that prickly pear, which I was also like, what is a prickly pear?
Oh, that's what's on. Oh man, they're the fruit on the cactus. My friend, I went over to her parents' house and they made us prickly pear margaritas. You guys, I blacked out that night from like two of them. Maybe also like the port wine and some other things. But it was like, wow, this like you cannot taste the alcohol in this at all. It was so delicious. I was like, I'm gonna take one of these prickly pears back with me. They're like, maybe you shouldn't. I'm like, probably not. Okay, I'll keep it here.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, memories or lack thereof. I just think it's so funny. Shannon just doesn't know how to let things go, and so she's like, after those vows, I gotta talk to Gina and Emily right away. Gina, Emily, can you believe what Kelly's saying? It's like Shannon's so drunk at that point because she's been chugging that tequila by herself in her room. And she's like, I gotta get, like, fuck Bronwyn. I don't even care about her. She said, I said your house was sad, Gina. I didn't, I swear. But let's talk about Kelly. I know. Was like, oh my God, this is so.
I also want more Rick, though. I'm sad he's not there. I'm sad Travis isn't there. I don't know. I'd like to know. I mean, I was bored on that threesome dinner date, but I want more of the men.
Yeah,
Shane killed it. Shane showed up for all of them.
What an episode for Shane. You know what? 10 out of 10 Diet Cokes for Shane this episode.
Yes.
He owned it. No ketchup for him, though.
Yeah. Oh. Anything else?
I don't think so. I'm sure we're missing something, but you know, there's a lot of shows, guys.
So much content.
So much.
We'll release something new on Wednesday. I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a little bit different this year. I know my mom still hasn't committed to even having me over in the backyard. So,
You know, yeah. Until next week, though, have a great rest of your week, everyone. Have a good weekend, and we will see you soon. Bye. Bye.
know, most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness.
Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.